Good evening, and welcome to Georgette Pierre Radio. With a powerhouse uncle named Sean Carter, a.k.a. Jay-Z, one can assume that the pursuit of music was in his blood due to his family connection, but he refuses to stand in his uncle's shadow. Holding his own at a young age, Mel Carter was inspired to turn his poetry into rhymes, thus spawning his first release back in 2009 called Certified. Gearing up for his sophomore project, he recently released the first single titled Dark Shades. With confidence and a strong team behind him, Mel stops by to discuss his work ethic, being a popular stranger, and his personal goals for his music and his life. Join in on the discussion at 347-202-0591. Mel, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing phenomenal. Thanks for joining me tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Now, you know, I definitely got a chance to peep the first mixtape Certified, but I'm just more so curious, before you came out with music, when you started writing rhymes and poetry, what was your upbringing like? Did you go to college?
I grew up in Brooklyn in Boston until I was about 11. You know, it wasn't nothing like shocking, because I guess we lived there, so it was just everyday life to his, you know, producing, get shot or anything happen, anything out of the ordinary to other people was just ordinary, you know. And then around 12, I moved to Jersey, and it was like a culture shock because everything was just quiet and everything was different.
Did you, obviously the upbringing is usually what inspires or influences your music. Did you go the traditional route, you went to school, or that was something that you decided that wasn't for you?
No, I did. I just decided school wasn't for me.
Now, with your sophomore project coming out, I thought that the title was very, very interesting.
Right.
You called it Popular Stranger. And what inspired the title behind that?
Because I feel, you know, everywhere I go, people, you know, stop me and they kind of notice me. But I feel, you know, they don't really know who I am yet. And with this project, I feel they're going to get to know the real man.
Now, who do you have any features on this project? How are you carrying this project from the first one?
No features. It's the same people. My home team is pretty much just me and my homeboy, you know, my left hand, my producer, in-house producer, J-Dot. We did most of the mixtape ourselves. No features, no nothing. Just us.
I listened to Certified. For those that don't know, like, your first project was called Certified. You released it back in 2009, and it really, really, I feel like, showcased you as an artist for those that want to kind of pitch you against your uncle. But, where was your mind at when you did that first album, and how have you evolved since then?
Well, when I recorded it, I was probably around 17, 18, 19, that age, just growing up, really becoming a man and all that. And now I am who I am. I matured more. My craft got better. I know exactly what I want and everything. Everything about me is just different, mature. I wouldn't say different.
Of course, and that usually comes with the territory.
Right.
You're very entrepreneurial-minded. I mean, again, different things that you're working on and things that I've read about you. Now, as you build your empire, you know, behind every good man is a good woman. Have you made time for that outside of your business life? You know, are you seeing anybody? Are you making time for relationships or just
gung-ho
music?
I love
music. You always got time.
I gotta make time.
You do. So is it, for those that may be curious that maybe have been peeping you out, are you seeing someone or just kind of like, oh, when people catch your attention, it's one of those types of things?
I'm a free man. I see everyone.
I'm a free man. I see everyone. That's so funny. I love it. So at least you're not neglecting your love life. You're still making time for that when you feel necessary.
Of course.
I can dig it.
You got it.
For sure. Now, I was watching some of your video interviews, and I feel like you have, like, this great sense of humor that I've at least seen. When you're not all business, what does Mel do to unplug?
We just crack jokes. Me and my homies, we play 2K. I be busting everybody, you know, what? We play ball, you know, we in the sports and all that. Gamble crazy. My homeboy is an actor.
Nice. Now, I was watching an interview with Lupe Fiasco. He was on Rapdix Live, and I know everyone's writing process is different where they get their inspiration from. And, for example, he said sometimes he, you know, read books to assist him with the topics he's addressing. You know, what do you use to help you with your writing? Do you refer to books? Do you kind of listen to some of your old stuff? Like, what gets you going in your writing process?
Everything inspired me, you know, like anything could inspire a spark of that thought of a song, like a billboard when I'm on a highway, or I could take a situation I'm not even in, or and take somebody else's situation and make it into a song. Anything that interests me and I think I can flip it into a song, I'll try it.
Gotcha. So it comes from various places, not just one thing.
Nah, not just one. It comes from everywhere.
Oh.
Might even
right.
come from
From this conversation, you can get inspired.
Exactly.
So you released a visual for your new single, Dark Shades. What's the story behind that single?
Dark Shades, that's the black people anthem with Nappy Hair. That's just, at a point, Nappy Hair. Everybody was just telling me, cut my hair. And that just started, and, you know, Nappy Hair, and I wore Dark Shades, Nappy Hair, Dark Shades. Just sounded like an anthem to me.
Because it's a short track. When I listened to it, it wasn't like a full, it was like a good, like, what, 2.5 minutes, maybe like just
under
3 minutes.
Yeah, short. Something simple.
Something simple. Short and sweet. Okay.
Short and sweet.
Do you know what your next single is going to be?
Yeah, I have this record, Bad You Know, featuring Jada, for the Sexy Lace, Sexy Gorgeous Lace.
Oh, okay. I can't. Sexy.
Yeah.
Do you have a release date for Popular Stranger?
I don't have an exact date, but we aim it towards somewhere in September.
With your music, where are you looking to take this? I know, you're in a different lane than most artists, or you would deem yourself in a different lane. And what is it that you're looking to accomplish personally and musically with this? For example, there's a lot of artists that have transitioned into entrepreneurship. Dr. Dre has his Beats franchise, so his Beats is with Reebok. 50 Cent has his energy drink. Like, what are you thinking about doing?
Well,
yeah.
I'm just on the music right now. I'm not worried about those made men over there. They can worry about us.
Right. No, I mean, they do, and I know it's obviously taken years to build up to where they are now, but can you see something like that for you eventually?
Well, eventually, yeah, probably. But for right sure. now, we just focus on the music, trying to get the music out and people make sure y'all love it.
What do you think has been the most difficult, if difficult at all, or the most challenging for you in your musical journey?
Most challenging? Probably just getting the music everywhere, you know, worldwide, so people could get hear the music, you know, and also, that's pretty much them.
Obviously you're building your team and you have a team behind you. Are you looking to get signed for distribution? Are you kind of courting a label? What are your thoughts on that?
No, we're not courting no label. We just want the music, the people to feel the music, and if labels come knocking, so be it.
But it's not something that you're going after, per se.
Yeah, we're not knocking on their doors, like, yo.
Like boom, 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 ATS.
Right. Like completely.
Overall, with you doing everything, who do you feel like you've learned the most from, whether it's lyrically, whether it's just growing up and just learning and maturing with your own personal life?
What other artists you mean?
Artists or just family or anyone, like just anyone that can just come to mind that you feel like you've learned the most from.
My whole family. Like, I'm a big family person. Like, my family inspire me in all different ways. And, you know, they support me also. But that's where
right.
I get my inspiration from, my family, my mother, of course, my grandmother, my aunt. I was raised by a lady, you know.
Okay, so then you know how to treat them now.
Exactly.
I love it. Well, what is it that people may not know about you? Like, what's a little known fact about Mel Carter?
I could probably be a stand-up comedian, right?
You probably could. I believe that. I think you really could. Oh, my gosh. What's the best thing a fan has ever done for you? I know you've definitely done performances here and there. Has anything ever happened to you where you're like, wow, I got some great fans?
Oh, I never got anything, you know, a picture or sign this or sign that, you know. That's pretty much
yeah.
It.
Well, we're going to have to change that good. Now. Like, we got to make sure you get some fandom going on.
Yeah, you could send me some.
I will. Let me know when you have your next show. I live in New York. Let's do this.
Let's get it.
As an emerging artist in music today, I know you have your artists that you listen to and people that you're like, nah, like they're sounding redundant. Everyone's kind of doing the same thing. How do you, or how does one remain relevant, especially living in the culture of now? What do you do, or what do you think is important for one to stay relevant in this industry right now?
You gotta move with the times, not you ain't gotta totally change, but adjust with the times, and you gotta stay in people's face nowadays.
Yeah.
They wanna, they forget about you. So you gotta keep hitting them with new material.
And then with that being said, what efforts have you been making to distinguish yourself from the pack? Like, what is Mel doing?
I'm just showing my personality. I don't act like nobody. I don't sound like nobody out here. I just want to show me and my team our charisma, our personality, and bring that out to the world, to this music.
I would love to see, what happens next with you musically. Are you looking to do some more videos?
Yeah, I shot, for this project, I shot about 5-6 videos.
Are you going to be releasing in different increments?
Yeah, but as you know, I should be releasing this week. Coming real soon.
Okay. Well, make sure you keep me updated because I'm looking forward to, especially when you hear that sexy track that you're talking about that's going to be for the ladies.
That's what we're going to release this week.
Good. I look forward to hearing that. And then real quick, how can fans find you online? Like, how can they search for you, your music, and all that jazz?
They search, my Twitter is at Kid Carter, but the Ian Carter is a 3. People don't know how to spell Carter, that's CART3R. And same thing with every other website. YouTube/Kid Carter spelled the same way. Facebook/Kid Carter spelled the same way. And that's pretty much it. They want my phone number.
Nice. Is your what? You giving out digits?
Like, no.
Call them, ladies. Call them. Word. That you are hilarious. The stand-up comedian thing. Like, maybe you should do that before all your sets. Now I'm telling you, all the ladies will go crazy. Like, oh my gosh, he's so funny.
I'm thinking about it. I'll be like the
that's
new Jamie Foxx.
Yes, Mel Carter, Melly Mel. Oh my gosh, you're hilarious. Thank you, Mel, for joining me. It was such a pleasure talking to you. Look forward to hearing Popular Stranger. And yes, you are a popular stranger. So, yes, let me know what's good with the new music so we can blast it out so I can, help support what you have going on. I think your music is great. And I wish you well with everything.
Definitely. Appreciate it. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Popular Stranger. Come home. Get familiar.
Get familiar. That's what's up. We'll have to thank Mel Carter for joining me tonight. He's definitely a comedian. His sophomore project, Popular Stranger, is going to be out this fall. You can catch this episode and other archive shows podcasting on iTunes by searching Georgette Pierre in the iTunes store. And my little Georgette isn't for you. Remember to always trust yourself, believe in yourself, and never give up. Thanks for listening to Georgette Pierre Radio. Peace.